Hey, you're listening to Baseline and Boundaries, the Mindset Revolution. And in this season, we're hitting the reset. I'm Dr. Tamika Scott, your executive mindset coach, entrepreneur, and your go-to for real talk on what it actually takes to lead with confidence, clarity, and calmness in every room you step into. So if you are out here doing everything right, but still feel stuck, sometimes in self-doubt, second-guessing, or maybe just straight up tired, well, this season is for you. Let's reset our mindsets and reclaim our power because the person you are becoming deserves it. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Baseline and Boundaries, the Mindset Revolution. I'm Dr. Tamika Scott, your executive mindset coach, your sometimes leadership disruptor. If nothing else, your gentle reminder that you are amazing. Today, we're going to talk about confidence, but not in the cute Pinterest quote type of way. Now, trust me, I love a Pinterest quote. But today, we're going to talk about the dirty part of confidence, and that's the gap. It's the space that, you know, you want to believe about yourself, that you still struggle with. You see, that gap is real. And sometimes, for many of us, it's deep. And while it's not your fault, it is your responsibility to close. So this confidence gap, this is the space between your capability and your self-trust. So let's dive in. Okay, so let's talk about this gap. Now, you know what's wild to me is that most leaders that I coach or have been in community with, see, they're not walking around saying, I don't feel confident. I'm not confident. They're saying things like, I feel overwhelmed. Not trying to prove myself, even though you are. Or they say something like, I want people to see my credibility. I want people to see my value. And underneath phrases like that is this confidence gap that I'm talking about. It doesn't always show up as an insecurity. It shows up as overperforming, overfunctioning, overexplaining, or overpreparing for roles you already know you are qualified to lead. Now, let me share a client story with you to hopefully give you some context. See, I was working with a client, and I'm going to call her Rose for the sake of Rose sounds like a very pretty name, and I don't want to use her real name. Now, Rose had just stepped into this new leadership role as an associate vice president. It was her first time having a formal supervisory role, and she was one of the youngest professionals in her department. She had moved to this new area, now leading a team that included someone who was 10 years her senior, someone who had been in the field longer than Rose had. Now, Rose, who was a really smart cookie, such a kind-hearted person, and was very mindful of what her lane was. She knew what she was good at, and she stuck to it. Now, Rose didn't come to me saying that she lacked confidence, but what she did say was she was overwhelmed. She kept feeling like she had to overperform and prove herself and constantly justify her seat at the table. She didn't call it a confidence gap, and neither did I. But what she was living is a perfect example of one. See, here's the thing. The confidence gap doesn't always show up as self-doubt. It often shows up as overcompensation, trying to prove that you're smart enough, that you're capable enough, that you are a leader enough, you deserve to be at the table. And that was the conversation or the coaching session that Rose and I embarked upon that particular day. And after our session, I sent her a follow-up email, and that's what I want to share with you all today. Here's the new thought. I'm doing it. Here's how the email read. See, when your brain wants to offer you a thought like, I need to do this now, just kindly remind your brain of all the ways you're already showing up. you're doing it. Or other things that are truly rooted in your definition of happiness and success. See, our brain is wired to protect us. So when we are flooded with thoughts rooted in lacking or fear, our actions often shift to performance, overexertion, or that survival mode. And when we act from a place of needing to prove ourselves, we're just giving our brain more evidence that we're not enough. And that, my friend, is called that mind drama. We all have it. Here's the truth. You always have a choice. You don't have to accept every thought your brain serves you. You can challenge it. You can interrupt it. You can reset it. See, Rose, you offered yourself a new thought. And this email is just a reminder that you're already doing it. That's it. That's the clarity. That's the reframing. My friends, that is the work. That is the work that Rose and I were able to do in that session. And it just reiterates why it's important to be challenging some of these thoughts that really don't serve us anymore. See, that story, that's the shift. Rose didn't need more confidence. She needed to trust that she already had it. See, confidence isn't, I never feel doubt. It's, I choose to trust myself anyway with the doubt. Confidence is built. It's like a muscle. Starts small and it grows. And it grows based off of your ability to challenge irrational or thoughts that don't serve you. The more you exercise it, especially in the discomfort, the stronger it gets. See, it's built in the pauses between overthinking and overperforming. It's built every time you say no without apologizing. It's built every time you show up without shrinking. It's built every time you let go of proving and just leading. See, the more talented, brilliant, amazing, purpose-driven you are, the sneakier doubt becomes. And it doesn't always shout or scream or is really loud. Sometimes it's just a whisper. And that whisper is, are you sure you belong here? Or something like, what if they find out you don't know everything? Or maybe something like, you know, you're successful, but not like them in a very comparison way. This isn't imposter syndrome. It's truly an internalized point of doubt. And it's fueled by being overlooked, overestimated, or having to overperform to be respected or even valued. So yes, the gap isn't your fault. It's like the product of a system or systems. Or if you know me, you know I think everything is rooted in childhood. It can be tied to messaging and the environment that rewards our hustle and survival mentality, but doesn't include our wholeness. But identifying that there is a gap and healing that gap, that's your responsibility. Because no one can trust your voice more than you. So if you're still waiting for someone else to name your value or validate your position, I want to be that gentle disruptor and offer you this new thought. You are the evidence already. And here's the reset that comes with that thought. Ask yourself this question. Where in my leadership or my life am I overperforming as a way to prove I belong? And what would shift if I anchored into the truth I'm already doing? Now, if this message resonated with you, if you feel like it was describing you, if I was touching on one of your triggers, whatever the case may be, and you connected with this message, please send this episode to someone else. It's all about sharing information and closing these gaps that allow all of us to be our best selves. And so if that is you, feel free to share. I also want to hear your feedback. What do you think about these shorter podcast episodes that I've been doing? Are they working for you? Is it any topic that you want me to discuss that maybe I haven't considered for the next season? And if you're looking for something that's a little bit more, feel free, if you haven't already, to grab my Mindset Reset Kit. Or hop on the waiting list for one of my mini courses or trainings that are coming. Let's be kind to ourselves. Build that confidence that doesn't ask for permission. You already belong. You already are enough. Walk in it. Until the next episode, you have a wonderful and fruitful, productive day.
Okay, y'all, that's a wrap for today's reset. If this episode gave you something to think about, feel, or act on, then share it with a powerful person in your circle. If you want more, grab that reset kit if you haven't already. That's definitely your first step to leading with less self-doubt and more power. The link is in the show notes. And if you're ready for even more, the Confidence Reset Program, I've got a spot just for you. Until next time, lead boldly, rest often, drink plenty of water, because you're worth it. This is Baseline and Boundaries, a Mindset Revolution with Dr. Tamika Scott.